Okay. Good morning, everybody. Today, I would like to talk about the effect of elevated carbon dioxide on growth and nitrogen fixation of soybean in northern China. So here is some background. You can see that the carbon dioxide level has been increasing in the past, and it will be is predicted to be further increased by the end of this century. And under high CO2, previous meta analysis shows that plants normally respond positively to elevated CO2, for example, the height, leaf area index, dry matter production, and the yield generally responds positively. And for legumes, it is generally respond more than the long legumes. And it has been associated with the nitrogen fixation ability of the legumes because they can fix more nitrogen and to match the extra extra carbon acquired under high CO2. And soybean is one of the very important crop in the world, and previous studies have shown that soybean responds positively to elevated CO2 in the following parameters, for example, the yield, biomass, nodule number, nodule dry mass, and nitrogenase activity. However, there is little information about the amount of nitrogen fixed from the atmosphere under high CO2. So the objectives of our study were to investigate the CO2 effect on the growth and the yield of soybean, and secondly, to determine whether the CO2 effect on nitrogen fixation varies with cultivar, and thirdly, to estimate the change in nitrogen balance of the soybean cropping system under high CO2. And here is the site location. Our study site was located at Changping, which is in Beijing in China, northern China. And we used the phase facility, which is free air carbon dioxide enrichment. And this is the CO2 tank. We connect the CO2 tank to the experimental area. And in the center of the experimental area, we got the CO2 sensor and the wind sensor to help maintain the target CO2 level. And we use the phase facility because it provides a unique opportunity for us to study the CO2 effect under open air condition. And this is the experimental layout of our rings. We got 12 experimental areas or rings, which is 4 meter diameter. Half of them were at an elevated CO2 concentration of 550 ppm, which is predicted to be reached by 2050. And the other half, ambient condition. And then half of the experimental areas for Zhonghuang 13, which is one of the soybean cultivar, the other half for second cultivar. Here are some results. You can see from the graph, the white bar represents ambient CO2, the black bars represent elevated CO2. And under high CO2, the above ground biomass were significantly increased for both cultivars. This is Zhonghuang 13, this Zhonghuang 35, and also the same for below ground biomass. However, for the tissue carbon and nitrogen concentration, elevated CO2 did not affect the concentration for both above ground and below ground carbon and also nitrogen for both cultivars. And this means that the CN ratio of the straw did not change under high CO2. For the grain yield, elevated CO2 increased the yield of this cultivar, but not this cultivar. For grain protein, elevated CO2 did not affect the protein concentration of both cultivars. For the amount of nitrogen derived from the atmosphere and also the percentage, for this cultivar, elevated CO2 increased the percentage NDFA from 59 to 79%, but had no significant effect on this cultivar. Correspondingly, the amount of nitrogen fixed for this cultivar increased from 166 kg nitrogen per hectare to 275 kg nitrogen per hectare. But there are no significant effects for this cultivar. So based on the grain nitrogen yield and amount of nitrogen fixed For both cultivar, we estimated the nitrogen balance. You can see from here, for this Zhonghuang 13, the cultivar, elevated CO2 significantly increased the net nitrogen gain from the soybean cropping system. But for this cultivar, elevated CO2 result in a net nitrogen loss from the system. So from this data, we're thinking that that for this cultivar, it acquired the extra N mostly from the amount of nitrogen fixed, that is from the symbiotic nitrogen fixation. But for this cultivar, it acquired extra N mostly from the soil nitrogen. So here are some conclusions. Elevated CO2 increased the above ground and below ground biomass of the soybean plants, but it had no significant effect on the straw carbon and nitrogen concentration, including the grain protein. Secondly, the effect of elevated CO2 on the percentage and amount of nitrogen derived from the atmosphere varies with cultivar. Therefore, it is very important to select the cultivars with symbiotic nitrogen fixation that can fix greater amount of nitrogen from the atmosphere under high CO2 condition in order to replenish the soil nitrogen loss from the grain yield. Here is my presentation. Thank you very much.
Any questions? Well, I have one question.
Yeah, sure.
I find it curious that the variety that yielded more fixed less nitrogen. Did you see any differences in root systems that might explain that?
In fact, we found that the root biomass is quite similar for both cultivar, and so we are suspecting that, in fact, also you can see the above ground biomass is also similar. So we are thinking that the Zhonghuang 35, that cultivar, the translocation from the roots to the grain is different from the other cultivar.
So it's an internal allocation.
Yeah, I think it's internal allocation between the shoot biomass and the grain biomass, the partitioning.
Okay.
Yeah. And in fact, we did the same process for both cultivar for the root excavation, and we found that the root biomass is similar. So, I think it's the internal allocation of the each cultivar responds to CO2.
Any other questions? I may have missed what crop that was. And did you measure the nodules?
The nodules, is it? We also, from the root, after excavating the root, we also notify the nodule number and also estimate the number. And we found that one of the cultivar, it has more nodules than the other cultivar, which is for Zhonghuang 13, the root system has less nodule number than this cultivar. And under high CO2 for this cultivar, it has more nodules number than this cultivar. So, but the thing is, for this second cultivar, it fixed less nitrogen than the first cultivar. So what we suspect is it forms symbiosis with two different types of nodules or nodule association. For this one, which fixes less nitrogen, but it has bigger nodules. Although it has smaller number, it has bigger nodules. So it fixes its nitrogen activity. We haven't measured using the acetylene reduction assay, but we think it's because of the specific nitrogen activity is lower. But for the second cultivar, it forms a greater number of nodules, but fixes less nitrogen. Yeah, so maybe they weren't effective, and in fact this one they have smaller number of nodules. Yeah, so
soybeans.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay, we're a little bit ahead, but so if there are questions for any of the other speakers that we've had that somebody was holding on to, if not, we'll thank our speaker,
Thank you.
Camp, and we'll move on.